It is more certain, and it's better style. To get the man's soul and give him nothing in return, this is what really gladdens our father's heart, and the troughs are the time for beginning the process. But there is an even better way of exploiting the trough. I mean, through the patient's own thoughts about it. As always, the first step is to keep knowledge out of his mind. Do not let him suspect the law of undulation. Let him assume that the first urges of his conversion might have been expected to last, and ought to have lasted forever, and that his dryness is an equally permanent condition. Having once got this misconception well fixed in his head, you may then proceed in various ways. It all depends on whether your man is of the desponding type who can be tempted to despair, or of the wishful thinking type who can be assured that all is well. The former type is getting rare among the humans. If your patient should happen to belong to it, everything is easy. You have only got to keep him out of the way of experienced Christians, an easy task nowadays, to direct his attention to the appropriate passages in Scripture, and then to set him to work on the desperate design of recovering his old feelings by sheer willpower, and the game is ours. If he is of the more hopeful type, your job is to make him acquiesce in the present low temperature of his spirit and gradually become content with it, persuading himself it is not so low after all. In a week or two, you will be making him doubt whether the first days of his Christianity were not perhaps a little excessive. Talk to him about moderation in all things. If you can once get him to the point of thinking that religion is all very well up to a point, you can feel quite happy about his soul. A moderated religion is as good for us as no religion at all, and more amusing. Another possibility is that of direct attack on his faith. When you have caused him to assume that the trough is permanent, can you not persuade him that his religious phase is just going to die away like all his previous phases? Of course, there is no conceivable way of getting by reason from the proposition, "I am losing interest in this," to the proposition, "This is false." But, as I said before, it is jargon, not reason, you must rely on. The mere word phase will very likely do the trick. I assume the creature has been through several of them before, they all have, and that he always feels superior and patronizing to the ones he has emerged from, not because he has really criticized them, but simply because they are in the past. To be continued.